Right, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Chav Gimel. We left off in Daf Chav Beis Amid Beis. We said yesterday, we sort of rushed through at the end, but we were going through the Chidushim of the Ziknei Daram. So the Ziknei Daram essentially had two Chidushim. One Chidush of the Ziknei Daram is that if a Kohen is a Tamei Meis and he does the Avodah, his Avodah is Kasher. The Mishnah had said way back when, we had a Mishnah that said, they gave a whole list of people that if they do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Avodah is going to be Puzzle, and it was the Mishnah all the way at the beginning of the paragraph. The Mishnah said that one of the people who does the Avodah, that his Avodah is going to be Puzzle, is a Tamei, right? So, we had gone through already most of the others. Zar, Onin, Tfilio, Mechus, Kippur, Mechus, Begadim, Shlarach, Zidayim, Raglayim, Arel, and then we had a Tamei who does the Avodah, his Avodah is going to be Puzzle. So the Chiddush of the Ziknei Daram was that the Tamei referred to in the Mishnah is someone who's a Tamei Sheretz, someone who became Tamei from a Sheretz, but a Tamei Meis, ironically, which you would think would be even worse, because Tumas Meis is a more severe form of Tuma than Tumas Sheretz, but ironically, Tamei Meis that does the Avodah, his Avodah is going to be Kasher. That is Chiddush number one of the Ziknei Daram. The Gemara had tried to reject it by asking Kal v'chomer, well, wait a second, if Tamei Sheretz, which is less severe, the Avodah is going to be Pasul, then Tamei Meis, which is more severe, the Avodah should for sure be Pasul. And the Gemara had responded to that. Again, we're not going to go through the whole Shakla V'Tarya, but the Gemara had responded to that there is built in, and through the response, though, got into the concept of Korban Pesach, where we know that there is such a concept of Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, and yet there's a concept by Korban Pesach of Pesach Sheni. Now, the second Chiddush of the Ziknei Daram was the following, that if the Bailum of a Korban Pesach becomes Tamei B'Sheretz on Erev Pesach, is Tamei B'Sheretz on Erev Pesach, you are allowed to bring their Korbanos, their Korban Pesach, on their behalf, because by the evening they're already going to be Tahar, and they're going to be able to eat and participate in the Korban Pesach. So if the Bailum of the Korban Pesach becomes Tamei B'Tumas Sheretz, they're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought on their behalf. That is Chiddush number two of the Ziknei Daram. So again, two Chidushim of the Ziknei Daram. Number one, and the reason I'm emphasizing this and overemphasizing this is because the majority of today's daf is going to be to try to attack the Ziknei Daram. So Chiddush number one of the Ziknei Daram is a Tamei Meis that does the Avodah. His Avodah is Kasher. It's only when we're talking about a Kohen now is a Tamei Meis. When the Mishnah said that a Tamei who does the Avodah is Pasul, is only about a Tamei Sheretz. And number two, a Bailim that is Tamei Sheretz on a Korban Pesach, you're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach on his behalf, because after all, by that evening, by the time it comes time to eat the Korban Pesach, he's going to be okay. So now we left off at Amar Ula, which is about 10 lines before the end of the page. Amar Ula, last run line is Taka. So Amar Ula, Taka luhu Reish Lakish ledromai. So Ula pointed out that Reish Lakish was very unhappy with these dromai, with these Rabbanan, the Ziknei Daram. That's how he refers to the Ziknei Daram, the dromai. So Taka literally means he hit or he smacked them. So it probably doesn't mean that over here, but it means that he was very upset. He was very unhappy. Sometimes you have different lashonos in Chazal and Gemaras to describe dissatisfaction with other people's opinions. It's not always meant to be taken literally. Megadif bar Rabbi Avohu. Someone, it doesn't mean that he literally blasphemed the person, cursed the person. It means he was upset. So you have different strong lashonos to describe the way people reacted. So takalu is an expression. Takalu Reish Lakish Dromai. Reish Lakish got very upset at the Ziknei Daram, and he pointed out the following kasha: V'chi eza koach meruba, koach mechaprin, o koach mischaprin. Which has the stronger koach? To reject Tumah, to push away Tumah, to ignore Tumah and do the Karban anyway. Is it when the Mischaprin are Tamei or when the Michaprin are Tamei? Now the Mischaprin are the people on whose behalf the Karban is being brought. The Michaprin are the people, the Kohanim, who are actually bringing the Karban. Who has less of a problem of Tumah? Saviyomer koach mischaprin, and certainly the koach of the mischaprin is greater to be docha Tumah. If you look at Rashi on the first white line, Haviyomer koach mischaprin kidem farish va'azil, like the Gemara is going to explain. So let's just actually read that line in the Gemara. Because after all, if the bailim of a karban karban became tamei b'sheret, according to the Ziknei Darom, the owner of a karban becomes tamei b'sheret, the owner of a karban pesach becomes tamei b'sheret, still we can bring this karban on his behalf. Kohen shenitma b'sheret eina maratzeh. So, and yet a Kohen, we know, if he becomes tamei b'sheret, his karban, the karban is invalid. It's not going to work. So don't you see that the koach of a person to overcome a problem of tuma, it's a greater koach for the mischarpin, for the bailim, on whose behalf the karban is being brought, than it is a koach for the michaper, the Kohen, who is actually bringing the karban. So if you follow the logic, makom shenitmu bailim b'meis, shein Mishalchim Karban Osein. So he says, so let's think about this for a second. If the Bailim become Tamei Meis, they cannot have a Karban brought in their behalf, so shouldn't it therefore stand to reason, Kohen Shenitma B'Meis Eino Din Sheino Maratza, that if a Kohen becomes Tamei Meis, that he can't bring the Karban? So all of this is one big kash on the Ziknei Darom, because the Ziknei Darom had said their Chiddush was, that when is a Kohen possible to do the Avodah? Only if he's a Tamei Sheretz. But if a Kohen is a Tamei Meis, he's not possible to do the Avodah. His Avodah is going to be kosher. So we're pointing out, but wait a second, the Kohen has to have a more strict din than the Bailim. And the halacha is, when the Bailim are Tamei Meis, that carbon is completely invalid. So if the Kohen has to be more strict than the Bailim, when the Kohen's Tamei Meis, all the more so that the carbon should be invalid. If you look at Rashi, Dibur Maskel Kohen Shinit because the Kohen is supposed to be in a worse position than the Bailim are. Eitzel Sheretz, we find that by Sheretz he's in a worse position than the Bailim are. So why would the Ziknei Darom have such a svara that, wait a second, that if Tumah is Hutra B'tzibur, so it's Hutra B'yachid also, that it's going to be Meratza, not Hutra, but it's at least going to be Meratza for a Yachid, that when a Kohen is Tamei Meis, that his Avoda is going to be kosher. Why would that be the case? So answers the Gemara, Kasavri Ziknei Darom, Tamei Meis Nami Mishalech Karbonosav. Unbelievable Chiddush. The Gemara answers, no, you're making an assumption. To make this Kal V'Chomer, you're assuming a few things. You're assuming, number one, that the Koach HaMischaprim is greater than the Koach HaMichaprim. But you're also assuming a halacha. You're assuming that a Tamei Meis can't be Mishalech Karbonosav. You're assuming that a Tamei Meis cannot have a Karbon Pesach brought on his behalf on Pesach Rishon. Why are you assuming that? That assumption is incorrect. The kasha is based on that assumption. You're saying, oh, if the mischaprin who are Tamei Meis can't have the carbon brought on their behalf, then for sure if the mischaprin, the kohanim are Tamei Meis, the carbon's not going to be good. But that assumption is invalid. A person who's Tamei Meis, says the Ziknei Darom, can have a carbon Pesach brought on their behalf. They can bring the carbon Pesach. So, if you look at Rashi, Tamei Meis Nami, Yachid Tamei Meis Nami Mishaleach Karbonosav, an individual's Tamei Meis can send his Karbonos, Kilomar, Im Shilach Pischola Azara, Vishachto Vizarko Alav, Potter Milasos Pesach Sheni. That if an individual's Tamei Meis sends a Karbon Pesach to be brought on his behalf, that Karbon counts. He does not have to do Pesach Sheni. V'yafal pishlo yochal mimenu. Now, obviously he can't eat from it because he's Tamei. Tiksavri achilas Pesachim lo ma'akeves. Because the Ziknei Darom hold no problem. Achilas Karbon Pesach is not ma'akev. The Karbon is still a valid Karbon even if you don't eat the Karbon. Nevertheless, the Chachila, obviously the Ziknei Darom are going to be moda that you have to bring Pesach Sheni, that you shouldn't send a Karban if you're Tamei Meis on Pesach Rishon, just wait till Pesach Sheni. V'tzibur avdi betuma, but a tzibur can bring the Karban Pesach Rishon betuma. Hilchach kohen amachaper b'karban yachid mitoch shemaratza b'tzibur lechachila maratza b'yachid b'diavad. So the Ziknei Darom say, so the svara still works. What's our svara? Wherever a tzibur can do something lechadchila, a yachid can do it b'diavad. B'diavad, a yachid's avodah would count. So if a tzibur is allowed to bring a karbon b'tuma lechadchila, the halacha is if the whole tzibur is tamei, that the kohanim are allowed to bring the karbon lechadchila. So if an individual kohen is tamei meis, b'diavad, his karbon is going to be kosher. So the Ziknei Darom are assuming to make that psak, they're assuming that an individual bailim who's tamei meis on Pesach Rishon can send his karban for Pesach Rishon. frack the Gemara, but that's against the Chumash. V'aksiv, ish ish ki yetamei v'asa Pesach b'chodesh ha'sheni. It's a whole parsha about Pesach sheni. How can you say that an individual who's tamei meis can do Pesach Rishon? What do you think the whole parsha Pesach sheni is all about? So answers the Gemara, the Zikne Darom, l'mitzvah. Pesach Sheni is only a din l'chadchila. It's only a din l'mitzvah that ideally, if you're Tamei Meis, when the first Pesach rolls around, you should go ahead and do Pesach Sheni instead of trying to push it on Pesach Rishon. But if you did Pesach Rishon, if you sent a carbon on Pesach Rishon, that too would be valid. Frak the Gemara v'aksiv ish l'fi achlo, but doesn't it say ish l'fi achlo, which emphasizes the role of achila in carbon Pesach, something we've spoken about several times already, how more so than any other carbon, achila is a critical part of the carbon Pesach. So how can you say that a tamei meis can have a kosher carbon brought on his behalf on Pesach Rishon, he's never going to be able to eat it? Answers the Gemara, the mitzvah. Yeah, achila is important, it's a mitzvah, but it's not ma'akev. Really, ikuve lo is achila of the carbon Pesach not ma'akev? Vatanya, the bright Hadarshan's apostle, b'michsas nefashos melamed she'ena Pesach nishchat elo l'menuyav. The carbon Pesach can only be shechted by four people on behalf of people who are pre-registered on the carbon Pesach. You have to be mimane the bailim on the carbon Pesach. It's a unique carbon in that regard. Also, you need to have you need to have people registered to eat that carbon Pesach. You can't just decide later, oh, we got a few extra pieces of meat over here, we'll give it to this fellow, to our neighbor, whatever. No, you got to be pre-registered on the carbon Pesach. Shachtu shalol l'menuyav, yachol yeh ka'over al mitzvah. If you shecht it for someone who's not one of the menuyin, who wasn't one of the people registered on the carbon, so you might think that it's like violating a mitzvah, it's like not doing a mitzvah saseh, but you didn't do an iser, it's not an aveira, the carbon's still a valid carbon, it's just that you passed up the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Tamalomer, that's what the pasuk says, tachusu, hakasuf shinal of la'akev. The pasuk repeats itself as a way of showing you, and that's always the rule by Kachim. It's one of the yesodos that we started Maseches Vachem with, that by Kachim we always assume all the rules are only the Chachila rules until the Torah tells it to me twice. Once the Torah tells it to me twice, then we have Shina Lava Kasav La'akev. So over here also, Shana Lava Kasav La'akev, the Torah tells it to me twice to tell me that this is a Dinli Ikuva. So what? What does that have to do with us? Again, where were we over here? We were trying to say that that according to the Zikne Darum, the idea of bringing a carbon Pesach Sheni when you're Tamei Meis and Pesach Rishon is only din l'chadchila. You're not going to be able to eat it? Eating's only l'chadchila. Bringing a carbon Pesach for someone who can eat it is only din l'chadchila. But the evidence is going to be kosher anyway. So we're asking, what do you mean it's only din l'chadchila? If you shecht the carbon for someone who's not registered on the carbon, it's ma'akev even b'di'evet. What does registered have to do with people who can't eat it? Maybe the guy who's Tamei Meis is registered. So that's what the Gemara says. We assume that there's a hekish that connects people who are able and unable to eat the carbon to people who are able, who are registered or not registered on the carbon. Meaning, whatever the din is going to be by people who are not registered, the same din is going to apply to people who cannot eat it for other reasons. A guy who's Tamei Meis might have been registered on the carbon, but he cannot eat it because he's Tamei Meis. So we're going to assume that someone who's unable to eat the carbon has the same din as someone who's not registered on the carbon. And we just darshined that someone who's not registered on the carbon is the carbon is invalid when shechted on his behalf. So shouldn't we say the same thing about people who cannot eat it, such as a Tamei Meis, and therefore it's a kasha on the Zikne Darom, who claim that no, that a Tamei Meis, the carbon that's brought on his behalf, the Karban Pesach brought on his behalf, is perfectly valid. So says the Gemara, Zikne Darum Lamakshi. The Zikne Darum followed you step by step, except for the last one. That last step where you said that there's a hekish, that we necessarily make a comparison between people who are not registered on the Karban and people who cannot eat the Karban, the Zikne Darum disagree with that comparison. They don't think that that's true. They agree that when it comes to people who are not registered, that the Karban is invalid if you shut them for those who are not registered. They disagree when it comes to people who are unable to eat it. They think people who are unable to eat it, the carbon is going to be valid. There is a discussion in the Rishonim over here. Who were these Zikne Darom? Not necessarily identifying them by name, but were they Tanaim or Amoraim? meaning that's usually important when analyzing a sugya. So Tosos sees a clue in this line: Ziknei Darum lo makshi. The Ziknei Darum don't hold of this hekesh. Well, who does hold of this hekesh? Where do we find such a hekesh? So Tosos says the Ziknei Darum Tanai havu. It must be that the Ziknei Darum are Tanaim upligi amasnisin to Tam Nishchat, because they're arguing against the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Maseches Psachim in Tam Nishchat Ditnan Hashochet La'arelim Ulatmeim Puzzle, because the Mishnah says someone who shechts for arelim or tmeim is puzzle, right? The carbon is going to be puzzle. So the zikne, so it's in that Mishnah that we find that we're linking tmeim to people who are not menuyin, meaning that tmeim, people who cannot eat the carbon, it's going to invalidate the carbon. Zikne darum think it, the carbon is valid. Forget about whether you hold hekesh or not, just directly the halacha, bottom line halacha. Zikne darum hold that if you shecht for tmeim, that it's going to be valid. And the Mishnah says not so. So it must be that if the Ziknei Darum are going to have any leg to stand on, it must be that they're Tanaim. If they were Amoraim, it wouldn't work. It's a discussion whether what the rule is exactly with Tanaim and Amoraim. The Rav Shachter always points out because of Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim that says that it's not that the Tanaim, the Amoraim, were not permitted to argue on the Amoraim, to argue on the Tanaim. Amoraim are perfectly permitted to argue on Tanaim. They just typically realized that if they were to spend their time arguing on the Tanaim, they're going to be wasting most of their time, and that the time would be better spent figuring out the Tanaim than arguing on the Tanaim. They recognized themselves, there was a certain Yiridus Adoros, that very often when they thought Tanaim were wrong, it's simply their own lack of understanding, and therefore they decided, it was like they were Mekabel on themselves, that they're not going to argue on the Tanaim. But it's not that it's us for them to argue on Tanaim, and that's why the Gemara has an expression in several places, Rav Tanahu Upalig, that Rav is a Tana and Rav disagrees. Why is Rav a Tana and not Shmuel, not Rabbi Yochanan, not any of Rav's, not Levi, none of Rav's contemporaries at Tanaim, only Rav. Rav Tanahu Upalig. You don't find it by any of Rav's contemporaries. So if it's a generational thing, or a godless thing, Rav was so much greater than everybody else in his generation, it's hard to say that. So what you have to, right, we don't always paskin like Rav. It's Hilchsuk Rav Bisuri, Hilchsuk Shmuel Bedini. We paskin like Shmuel a lot of times also. So why is Rav Tanu Upalig? But according to this, it makes a lot of sense that in the early generations of Amoraim, they decided to not argue at Tanaim. Rav never decided to do that. Rav wasn't convinced that he had to be Mekabel upon himself. So it's not that it's usher. So whether this is a but still, Tosus' Raya would still stand L'chora, because the overwhelming majority of Amoraim decided not to argue at Tanaim. For the Ziknei Darum to take a stand like this against enough in the Mishnah is very difficult. Or Tosus says it could be that there is a Shita in Tanaim that they're being Tola on as well. It could be that there's a Shita in Tanaim, another Shita in Tanaim against that Mishnah in Tamin Nishchat. Okay, so Frek the Gemara. So now we said, fine, the Ziknei Darum hold that on behalf of a Tamei person, of someone who's Tamei Mesa, Karban Pesach may be brought, even on Pesach Rishon. Not L'chachila, but B'diavid, it's going to be kosher. So Frek the Gemara, V'chilo makshi nami, mehan nami yislu pircha. Even if you don't want to make this hekesh between Shalolim Nuyav and a Tamei, but we have the following question. We can still push forward with the question. The Gemara is not going to relent. When the Bailim becomes Tamei Besheretz, we know the halacha is he's allowed to send the carbon lechatchila. He's according to the Ziknei Darum, right? The Ziknei Darum said that when a Bailim becomes Tamei with the Sheretz, his carbon Pesach can be brought in his behalf lechatchila, because by that night he's going to be totally tahar. He'll be able to participate. Kohen shenitma b'sheretz in a meratza, and yet we know that a Kohen who becomes Tamei b'sheretz, that's the Ziknei Darum themselves said, that's what our Mishnah is talking about when it says that a Kohen who's Tamei, the Avod is no good. It's talking about a Kohen who became Tamei b'sheretz. So make the following Kal v'chomer. Makom shenitmu b'ayim b'meis, she'ein m'chalchen karmen osein l'chadchila, a place where in a situation where the Bailim become Tamei b'meis, where the Halacha is l'chadchila, at least, according to the Ziknei Darum, the Bailim cannot be m'shal the carbon when he's Tamei b'meis. Kohen shenitma b'meis einu din shena meratzeh. So a Kohen who becomes Tamei b'meis, for sure it shouldn't be meratzeh. Meaning, if the Kal v'chomer works like this: if in a kind of tumah where the bialim can ignore, it's the tumah is totally irrelevant, namely tumah sharetz, the bialim can even ignore the tumah, it's totally fine, the chachila the bialim can bring his carbon, still we're going to say it's going to be puzzle if the kohen has such a tumah. Ad kan is the koach of the bialim so much stronger than the koach of the kohen that it's a kind of tumah that the bialim could totally ignore and forget about, and the kohen who has that kind of tumah is going to ruin his entire avodah. So kind of tumah that the bialim can't ignore, that lechachila the bialim is not allowed to do. Meaning, even if you assume like the zikne darim that p'diyavid when it's tamei mace the bialim can have a carbon brought in his behalf, but lechachila he can't. So a kind of tumah that the bialim can't ignore, all the more so it's going to ruin the kohen's avoda when the kohen has that kind of tumah, namely tumas mace. So isn't this a raya that if a kohen is tamei with tumas mace, that his avoda is invalid against what the zikne darim's first chiddush? Again, the first chiddush of the was that when the Mishnah says a Kohen who's Tameh, that his carbon is invalid, it only means a Kohen is Tameh b'tumas sheretz, not a Kohen is Tameh b'tumas meis. So it says the Gemara, meis fei, but we'll ask him that. Mnei sha'amru nazir v'osa pesach had tzitz meratzeh. It says that by nazir and osa pesach, the tzitz is meratzeh al tumas dam, ve'ina tzitz meratzeh al tumas aguf. But the tzitz is not going to be meratzeh by nazir and osa pesach for tumas aguf. B'mai, what kind of tumas aguf are we talking about? Ilem b'tumas sheretz. If we're talking about tumas sheretz, hamer shoktim v'zorkin al tumas sheretz. But we said that you're allowed to bring a tumas sheretz. That if the bialim is tamei sheretz, he's allowed to bring his carbon pesach. There's no problem. You wouldn't need the ritzoy tzitz. Ella, and meaning right, you wouldn't. You certainly wouldn't say that the tzitz is not meratzeh. So we say that it works. That you're allowed to bring the when the bialim is tamei sheretz, you're allowed to bring the carbon pesach. So ella tumas meis. It must be the song about tumas meis. V'katani. And what does it say? Ein atzitz meratzeh. That tzitz is not meratzeh. So this is another kasha on the Ziknei Darim. You wanted to say that if the Bailam becomes Tamei B'meis, that don't worry, they could still have their carbon Pesach board on their behalf, at least B'di'eved. But over here it seems to say no. If the Bailam becomes Tamei B'meis, that the tzitz is not Meratzeh, that it's not going to be okay. The carbon is going to be invalid. So look, Edit Mubailam B'meis Hachinami. No, if the Bailam became Tamei B'meis, then in Hachinami would be okay. The tzitz would be Meratzeh. When we say that the tzitz is not meratzah, we're talking about when the kohen becomes tamei with tumas sheretz, and that everyone agrees when the kohen becomes tamei with tumas sheretz that the avodah is invalid. That's what the Ziknei Darim, exactly what the Ziknei Darim said, is the halach of our Mishnah. So that's all it's saying, that the tzitz is not meratzah on tumah. It's not about a kohen becoming tamei with tumas sheretz. The tzitz is not going to be meratzah. That carbon is going to be invalid. But then you go and you read weiter there, and it says in the Sefer that if there's tumas hatahom, the tzitz is meratzah and tumas hatahom. What is tumas hatahom? So tumas hatahom is any tumah that you never find out about. It's a tumah that you can never clarify whether it exists or not, whether you have it or not. So since you can't do anything about it, the tzitz is meratzah for such tumah. So hatani Rabbi Chiya lo amru tumas hatahom elo lemeis bilvad, and Rabbi Chiya taught tumas hatahom is only effective. This idea of tumas hatahom, that the tzitz is meratzah for tumas hatahom, is only for mace. Is only effective for tumas mace, right? For nazir nosa pesach on tumas mace. The mace lemutei mai. What does that mean? What's it coming to exclude? Lav lemutei tumas hatahom de sheretz. Isn't it coming to exclude tumas hatahom of a sheretz, which is not going to be mutter, which will not become hutar? Right? Tumas hatahom is not hutra when the issue is one of sheretz. So says the Gemara. So don't you see that the topic of that Mishnah is not about tumas sheretz? You wanted to say that when we say that the tzitz is meratzah is not meratzah for tumas aguf, it's talking about a kohen who's tamei b'tumas sheretz. But now we're able to demonstrate from the seifa of that Mishnah that it's not talking about tumas sheretz, because the tumas atahom only works for tumas meis. So the heter of tumas atahom is only for tumas meis. Doesn't that mean it's not for tumas sheretz? So you see that we're not talking about tumas sheretz. And so Gemara lo. When we say it only works for tumas meis, we don't mean to exclude tumas sheretz. We mean to exclude tumas hatom of ziva. What does it mean tumas hatom of ziva? That you don't find out about the tumah. How could there be such a thing of tumas ziva that you don't know about, that you never find out about? So Rashi gives the example: a person sees a flow of ziva during bein hashmashos. So the halacha is If a man sees two flows, if a man, by a woman, the halacha is different. By a woman, if she sees on three consecutive days, she becomes a zava gadola. We're machmir, all of our nidos, we consider like a zava gadola. But by men, there's no din of three consecutive days. A man is metame beri'os kibiyamim, and biyamim kibiri'os. A man is metame, it becomes a zav, that's going to be tame for 7 days, if he has two ri'os of ziva. We don't know exactly what this is, some type of flow that comes from his body. If it happens twice, but it could happen twice in the same day, or if it's two separate flows on two different days, that would also make him tame. Or if it's one flow that spans 2 days, let's say he flows consistently from, let's say the day is over at exactly 6:02, and a flow comes out of his body from 6:01 continuing till 6:03, so that also will make him a zav. Now, what if a man sees a flow of ziva during Ben Hashmashos? So he has Ben Hashmashos is a suffix. It has a din of a suffix. He has no idea whether that's considered one flow that happened the previous day, one flow that happened the next day, or one flow that spanned both days, and now he's a real zav that's going to be tamei for all 7 days. And you're never going to answer that suffix. You're never going to be poshet that suffix, because one of the unique elements of the suffix of Ben Hashmashos is that it's a vaday suffix, right? It's the kind of suffix that you're not going to be able to ever answer and to ever find out the answer. In fact, the Rav Salvechik had a whole yard site shir where he developed, based on a ritva, that the din of Ben Hashmashos is the din of Ben Hashmashos is not a classic suffix. Suffix normally means it's one or the other. I'm just not sure which it is. But he developed a whole yardside here based on a ritva that no, we know exactly what Ben Hashmashos is. Ben Hashmashos is both Yom and Laila. Problem is, it's Yom and Laila simultaneously. So what does it have a din of? When it's Yom and Laila simultaneously, what do you treat it as la halacha? So the halacha tells you whenever something is two things simultaneously, you treat it like a suffix, that the halachos of suffix kick in. So that's obviously the kind of suffix you're never going to be poshik. It's not like we don't know what it is. We know exactly what it is. It's Yom and it's Laila. So the din of suffix is just that's how we have to. That's how we have to treat it. So that's what it's coming to tell me. The suffix of tumas atahom of ziva is what we're excluding. So frankly, Gemara vela hadabai Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama asked the following shaila: Kohen amratzu bekamrosem hutrulo tumas atahom olo hutrulo tumas atahom. A kohen who's doing the avoda on the carbon of a nazir or an osa pesach, does tumas at home help for him, for his tuma, right? It is only a din in the bailim. So tifshot the tumas at home hutrelo ta'acha b'koin kaimina. So why don't we prove that it for sure works for him? Because over here we're reading this mishnah that talks about tumas at home, and the whole reisha was about the tzitz napping maratz on tumas aguf, and how did the ziknei darim explain the reisha of the mishnah? No, what does it mean that tzitz is not meratzah for tumas haguf? It meant if the kohen is tamei b'tumas sheretz. So the kohen is obviously the topic of this mishnah that then goes on to discuss tumas atom. So don't you see that the heter of tumas atom doesn't only work for the bailim, it works for the kohen as well? So says the Gemara, Rami Bar Chama vadei pligi. So the Gemara says, yeah, checkmate. For the Rami Bar Chama definitely argues on the ziknei darim, meaning the fact that Rami Bar Chama asked that kasha and held that there's no simple answer to that kasha, he obviously disagrees with the way the ziknei darim read that Mishnah. He does not think that the Mishnah is talking about Tumas Sheretz of a Kohen, that's what the Tzitz is not Meratza. He would hold the Tzitz is not Meratza on the Tumas Mace of the Bailim against the Ziknei Darim. So yeah, Rami Bar Chama definitely argues on the Ziknei Darim. In terms of determining how we're going to paskin, whether we paskin like the Ziknei Darim or we don't paskin like the Ziknei Darim, the Chavetz Chaim always is very, in Likutei Halachos, is very makbid to try to paskin on each Gemara in Kachim. Normally, when you learn Kachim, the reason the briskers learn Kachim so much is because you don't have to paskin. You could say theoretically whatever you want, and it's not going to go against. See, when you're learning brachos and you go and you say a brisker piece of Torah, so you may come out with some sort of machlokas that's against all of normal practice for the past thousands of years, right? But you're not going to have that problem with Kachim because you don't have a base of Mikdash. But the Chavetz Chaim was very makbid that when you learn sugyas in Kachim, you need to come to a psak halacha. That was part of his general idea of his general overall attitude that he's got to be ready, that the base of Mikdash is going to be rebuilt. He's got to be ready, so he has to be ready not just in theory, but in psak halacha. He needs to paskin the halacha. So the Gemara is not going to come to a clear conclusion, but this is very helpful to tell us that we know for sure that Rami Bar Chama argues on the Ziknei Darim. Now, we discussed before the Ziknei Darim might be Tanaim. Rami Bar Chama is definitely an Amora. Right? So if Rami Bar Chama argues on the Zikni Dorim, this is an indication that the Zikni Dorim might be Amoraim. We had two Deus and Tosfos previously, but this line of the Gemara leads you to believe that the Zikni Dorim might be Amoraim, unless you hold that Rami Bar Chama argues on the Zikni Dorim, not in the classical sense, one-on-one argument, but he says that he understands a Mishnah to be going against the Zikni Dorim. The Mishnah that the Zikni Dorim read a certain way, he read a different way. Okay, Tashma, let's bring another Raya. Benasa Aaron is Avona Kadshim. Aaron the tzitzis meratzeh for the avera for the psul of karbanos. V'chi ezu avon nosei. Now, what psul exactly are we talking about that the tzitzis meratzeh for? Im avon pigel arei kaver nemar lo yichashev. If it's avon pigel, so it can't be talking about that because the pasuk already said lo yichashev. Im avon nosar arei kaver nemar lo yiratzeh. And if it's the avon of nosar, so the psul of machshav is nosar that you have a machshava to eat it after it becomes nosar, so that's a machshava chutz l'zmano. So it says lo yiratza. Heinu nosei el avon tumah shuhutra mechala b'tzibur. So it must be that what's it talking about? That the tzitz is meratza. That the tzitz is meratza for the kind of tumah that would be hutra b'tzibur. My tumah. What kind of tumah is the tzitz meratza for? What kind of tumah will the tzitz allow for the carbon to be valid? Ilem mitumas sharetz hechishtari. You want to tell me that it's the coin that became tummy with tumah sharetz that the tzitz is just going to be meratza for that? It's not true. It's not mutter. Elatumas mace. It's talking about that there's some sort of tumas mace, and you see that the carbon's valid. So this is going to be a raya for the zikne darim. It sounds like, right? V'lav kigon shenitmu bailim b'mace. Alma nitlu bailim b'mace mishalchin carbon osayen. Isn't it talking about a case where the bailim of the carbon became tamei b'mace, and we say the tzitzis meratzah, the carbon is valid? Who's the one that said that? That was the zikne darim that said that. That if the bailim became tamei b'mace, that their carbon is going to be valid. This is the second point of the zikne darim, right? The first point of the Zikne Darim we already concluded Rami Bar Chama disagrees with. The second point of the Zikne Darim sounds like this is a good raya. Says the Gemara, Ubimai. What carbon are we talking about? Ibn Nazir, if we're talking about the carbon of a Nazir, V'chiyamus meis alav amar achmana. Pasuk says V'chiyamus meis alav that the whole thing becomes invalid, he has to start again. So don't tell me that it's Tumas meis of the Bailim that the tzitz is going to be Maratza. No, the Torah gives us a specific prescription for what a Nazir should do if he becomes Tami with Tumas meis, and that includes starting all over again. So don't tell me that tzitz is meratze. Elul osa pesach. So what, you want to say it's talking about an osa pesach? It must be talking about an osa pesach, which is exactly what the Zikne Darum said. The Zikne Darum said that an osa pesach who becomes tamei b'meis, that his carbon is a valid carbon. So isn't this a clear raya to the Zikne Darum? So the Gemara says, no, we're not talking about Tumas Meis over here. Misunderstood it. Li'olam b'sheretz. We're talking about Tumas Sheretz. V'shem Tumah bi'olam. And when we say that, why do we reject Tumas Sheretz in the first place? Because we said, Heicha Ishtari. Where do we ever find that Tumas Sheretz became mutter? So the Gemara answers, we do find that it's mutter, that the tzitz is meratze in general on tumah in general, and therefore, since we find that it's meratza on tumah in general, it's going to be meratza on tumah sheretz as well. Not that we have precedent in the world of tumah sheretz itself, but that it's shem tumah biolam, that we know it's meratza on tumah, so it's meratza on tumah sheretz as well. If you look at Rashi, liolam tumah sheretz ka'amrin, and really we're talking about tumah sheretz ka'amrin and hacha. Tzitz meratza lishchot v'lizrok al tumah sheretz. Udekash lachecha shtarai behen, where do we ever find that it became mutter? Shem tumah ba'olam, ashkun d'shtaroi behen, v'taymu gadol b'hulat l'ritzitzitz al tumah sheretz. We find that the tzitz is meratza for tumah, and there's good reason to suggest that it should be on tumah sheretz, not that we know of any given precedent that it is, but since there's good reason to suggest it should apply to tumah sheretz, so we're willing to say that that's what it's talking about, that the tzitz is meratza for tumah sheretz, not on tumas meis. So against the Zikne Darum. Meaning not a raya against Zikne Darum, but there's no raya for the Zikne Darum. Some bring the raya the following way. Avon HaKadoshim in, Avon Makdishin lo. That it's medayek, the pasuk says that for Avon HaKadoshim, the tzitzis meratza, but not for the avon makdishim, the tuma of the guf of either the kohanim or the bailim, tzitzis is not going to bring meratza for. So what are we talking about? My tuma, what kind of tuma? Ilem a tuma sheretz mi shtari b'tzibur. If you mean to say tuma sheretz, so the tuma sheretz never became huta b'tzibur. Elav tumas meis v'avon kachim in avon makdishim lo. So it must be that we're talking about tumas meis that and that avon kachim it's going to work for, but not for the avon of the makdishim, not for the bailim. So liolim tuma sheretz v'shem tuma b'olim. So the Gemara rejects that as well and says no, really we're talking about tuma sheretz. I there's no precedent. Same answer we said before. Shem tuma b'olim. Period. Ad kan the extremely difficult sugya. Now the Gemara goes on. Yoshev. The Mishnah said that there is a din of Yoshev, that's a Kohen who's sitting, his avod is invalid. So Minalan, how do I know that that's true? Amar Rav Amram Nachman Amar Kra, La'amod L'Shares, La'amida B'charta V'lo L'Yeshiva. It says La'amod L'Shares, that if you want to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, you need to be omed, you cannot be sitting. So actually, before we go on from that, just one thing on the last sugya in terms of Pesach Halachot. So do we pass him like the Ziknei Dorim? So the Chavetz Chaim says that we don't pass him like the Ziknei Dorim in the sense that a Kohen who's Tamei Meis is not Meratza B'Karban Yachid. That the first statement of the Ziknei Dorim we for sure reject. Now the second statement of the Ziknei Dorim seems to be Machlokas Rishonim, because the Chavetz Chaim writes from the Pashtos is mashma that a Karban Sibur's Hutra af betuma sheretz, and even Kohanim that are tamei sheretz could be oved. The Rambam paskins that lo hutra tuma sibur el tumas meis bulvad and not by tuma sheretz. So fine. So that's so that might be subject to a machlokas. That's in terms of paskining. So it seems Chavetz Chaim generally rejects the Ziknei Dorim, would prefer to paskin not like the Ziknei Dorim. Now moving on to what we just said, yeshiva. So we said there is a psul yoshev that a kohen who does the avoda when he's yoshev is psul. Now there is a Tosfos much earlier in Tez Zayin Amar Aleph that asked the following question: why do I need a pasuk to tell me that you have to be omed when you're doing the avoda? Isn't there already a rule ein yeshiva bazar el malchus beis avod bilvad? So I need a pasuk to tell me that there's a mitzvah to be omed. So let's read the next line of the Gemara where this question becomes even stronger. Tana rabbanan lamo d'shares mitzvah. The pasuk lamo d'shares just tells me that you're supposed to stand, that it's a mitzvah to stand. K'shuomer ha'omdim shana lav kasav la'akev. When it says ha'omdim, that shows you that it's ma'akev, even b'diavad, that if you don't stand, that it's going to be pasul. So now you really see Tosfos kasha. The first pasuk we say, it's just teaching me a mitzvah to stand. What do you mean it's just teaching you a mitzvah to stand? The mitzvah to stand we know from Ein Yeshiva Bazara, El Malchus Beis David Bilvad. So of course there's a mitzvah to stand. So Tosfos tries to prove from here that the Isri Yeshiva Bazara, that statement that we're all so familiar with, that there's no Yeshiva Bazara unless you're from the Malchus Beis David, is only a din d'rabbanan. Unbelievable. Then Tosfos rejects that and says, no, maybe it's really a din d'oraisa, but maybe the Chiddush of Lamod over here is telling me, what if you're Mishtachaveh? Halacha is we're allowed to be Mishtachaveh in the Azara. That's not called the Yeshiva. There's no Yeshiva Bazara, but there is Mishtachaveh in the Azara. So what if you do the Avodah while you're Mishtachaveh, while you're in a position of Mishtachaveh? Maybe that's what the Pasuk is telling me, that there's a Hakpada on Amida at the Shas Avodah. There's a big difference between an Isra Yeshiva and Hakpada on Amida. A couple of differences. One is Mishtachaveh, one might be Smicha. When you're Somich on something, you're not being Yoshev, but you're also not being Omed. That's the way some of the Achronim try to answer Tosfos Kasha. The Gvura Sari, Shagasariyeh tries to answer Tosfos Kasha that way. That the din of the reason I need a pasuk to tell me that Amida is required the Chachili, even though Ein Yeshiva Bazar is what if you're Somech, to tell me that Somech is no good. Okay, there's a lot of good Torah here, but we're out of time. We'll pick up tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, at that point.